T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, son.
Rap the yams on the track.
Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, son.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Come On, Son, the podcast. The what? Come on, son. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. So much bullshit going on, you got to say, come on, son. Every time I see bullshit, I say, come on, son. If you're just joining me for the first time on Come On, Son, the podcast, my name is Ed Lover. This is my take on pop culture, everything that goes on, everything that makes me say, come on, son, all of that shit. All of it. Nikki Haley dropped out of the presidential race for the presidency on the Republican side. Come on, son. You stood right there in front of everybody and said you weren't dropping out of the race. Then once you got your ass mollywopped by them Trumpies, now you want to drop out the race. You only won D.C. and like a whole bunch of everything, son. Come on, son. Nikki Haley wasn't a fucking person in the United States voting for your punk ass. It wasn't going to happen, son. You and Ron DeSantis and all of them other fuckos, ain't nothing happening, son. Nothing fucking happening, man. So I think we got the ticket, right? I think it's going to be Trump versus Biden. And on the Biden side, motherfuckers really don't want to fuck with you, son. For real. They don't. Kamala Harris having that little stupid ass shit. And they're playing Pound Town and Dumb and Hit and Shee-Hee and all that dumb ass fucking sexy red music to try to get HBCU students to vote for you. They're supposed to vote for you or your record, son. Come on, son. Get the fuck out of here, Kamala Harris. You ain't did shit. Let's be 100% with it, right? You ain't did shit but say shit. We haven't seen no change at your hands. You ain't did shit. Prices went the fuck up. Gas went the fuck up. Everything done went the fuck up. Come on, son. Get the fuck out of here, Kamala Harris. For real. If it wasn't for the fact that I'm just not fucking with Trump, period, I would never vote for y'all two motherfuckers again. For real. You know, the only thing that's keeping y'all in play right now, come on, son, is the fact that Michelle Obama's office has finally came out and said she ain't making a run in 2024. Come on, son. My thoughts on that is like this. Can Barack run as a vice president? If you were the president, can you run again as vice president? Because I know you only got 8 years, right, to be the president. But can you be vice president if your wife runs for president? That's a fucking ticket I'd vote for, son. Better than Kamala Harris and fucking Joe Biden. And while we're on the subject of Joe Biden, come on, son. Hunter Biden is guilty of something. I don't know what the fuck it is, but he guilty. And I'm just starting to think that all these politicians ain't shit, son. For real, I'm really starting to think about this shit. Because you know what, y'all? I'm going to be 100. Whether you like what I'm about to say or not, I'm going to put something in perspective that maybe you ain't thought about as a black person, but you got to keep your motherfucking eyes open. First of all, they're trying to kill all diversity, equality, and inclusion and everything, right? Trying to kill a shit. They're after Fannie Willis in Atlanta because they're trying to say she had an inappropriate relationship, right? But the Chief Justice, Supreme Court Justice, motherfucking Clarence Thomas can take money from motherfuckers, but you trying to throw Fannie Willis under the bus because she investigating Trump ass down here in Atlanta. There's some bullshit going on, son. For real, I'm really starting to believe that none of these motherfuckers ain't shit. And on the black tip, like I said, I'm going to say some shit. It's controversial, but this is for black people and black people only. I talk to everybody. I believe in equality for everybody, but for 1 minute, just 1 second, Let me talk to my black people. Have you noticed that the United States government will give money to Israel and money to the Ukraine and have done nothing to help the massacres and the slaughters of the people in the Congo? Has anybody ever noticed that but me? That when it comes to black people or people of color like we are, the United States government don't do shit. But when it comes to Ukrainian people and Jewish people, they get up off their ass and find billions of dollars to help them, but they ain't found a fucking dime to help our people in Africa. Has anybody noticed that but me? Yeah, I said it, and I said it out loud. And I didn't say anything that's anti-Ukrainian or anti-Jewish, so don't try to throw me under that anti-Semitism shit, because I'm not that. I am stating a fact that the United States, when it comes to people needing help in Africa, they don't do shit. Not a single dollar. But you can find money for other shit, but you can't find money for that. You can find money to come out and say that all of the refugees that come over here are going to get housing, they're going to get taken care of, blah, 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 blah. Even when as far as Biden to say, he'll give them each $400,000. But you won't give black people $400,000 apiece for all the pain and suffering that we went through and continue to go through in this country. And like I said, to all the white people that listen to my podcast, this ain't nothing personal against y'all. This is just me stating facts. And if you don't believe me, you can look it up for yourself. That equality still does not fucking exist in the United States of America. And I'm sickened by it. And I say, come on, son, to it, because we pay taxes just like every fucking body else. And we don't get no help with nothing. And especially for people of color that come from where we all originated from, Mama Africa, they don't do shit. They don't do shit. So why is it good for one set of people, not good for another set of people? Some fucking bullshit. That's exactly what it is. And the only reason why I'm probably going to vote, and it's my podcast. I don't say this on terrestrial radio because I don't want to ruffle no feathers, but it's my podcast. So if you listen to my podcast, that means I should be able to say whatever the fuck I want to say. And I'm going to say this. The only reason why I'm voting for Biden and Harris is because they're the lesser of two fucking evils than what we got with Trump and his bullshit and the rage that we're seeing among poor white people in America who Trump has done absolutely nothing for, them fucking idiots that stormed on January 6th that he did not do a goddamn thing for, all the indictments and charges against this man, and y'all still going to vote for this man? Are you fucking crazy? Trying to force women to have to carry a child even if they've been raped or if they're a victim of incest? Are you fucking kidding me? A bunch of old white men and men, period. White men telling women what they could do with their bodies is fucking, come on, son, if I ever heard one. If I ever heard one. And then you look at these motherfuckers that go to these rallies, okay, and then they say that Trump is still president. Trump 2024, he's still a president. Then why the fuck are you having a rally to vote for him again? Why is he running again if he's still the president? Why? The election was not stolen. Get off your bullshit. You lost. You lost. Okay? That's it. You lost. Fuck out of here. Come on, son, with that bullshit. That's a bunch of bullshit, y'all, if I ever heard it. Or they've already threatened to overthrow the government. We need a civil war. We need this. We need that. Come on, son. Come on, son. And I gotta, come on, son, Universal Music, man. Y'all people up there, man, y'all are some real, 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 seriously, seriously, down the earth, below the surface of the earth, pieces of shit. For all the people that you laid off, that shit just irks me to no end. You have a bunch of shareholders that they can make thousands of dollars, maybe even millions of dollars, being principal shareholders, millions of dollars for 10, 15, 25 years straight. Soon as they lose a little money, soon as that dividend check ain't the same as it used to be, oh, we got to get rid of people. people's livelihoods, people that have dedicated their life. I know a lot of people that work for Universal and all its subsidiaries that work their ass off every day to make that a better company. And you just shit it on them. And one just bye. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Now, what are they supposed to do? If they've been there 15, 20 years, 10 years, what are they supposed to do now? Come on, son. Y'all just don't give a fuck about nobody, but you want our dedication to you. See, that's why I podcast, because you want my dedication to this is my dedication to this. My dedication to a company has never lasted long. I've never gotten out of it what I put into it. And that's dedication, loyalty, like a motherfucker. To the point where back in the days when I was on Power, we were arguing, fussing, and fighting with the people at Hot 97. Me and Flex going back and forth at each other on the radio, on two radio stations that are owned by companies that we have no stake in. And then we got on the phone and was like, yo, this is fucking stupid. We just saw the CEOs together. They ain't arguing. Why are we arguing? Stupid about a radio station you don't even own. Playing Mr. fucking Tuffy with each other. It's ridiculous. But when they get ready to get your ass up out of there, they will. Without the shadow of a doubt, whether it's me, whether it's Flex. So you got to find something else to do to keep you afloat. Because these companies don't give a fuck about you. I'm telling you, they can take on all this debt, ridiculous buy this company, or this company is a subsidiary that they don't even know what the fuck they doing with it. And when it flops, they cut your ass loose. Come on, son. This is some fucking bullshit, son. Super bullshit. And speaking of bullshit, let me tell y'all this real quick, all right? Mace, Cam, I love their show. It is what it is. I've known both of them dudes at least 20 years. Love their show. Love the fact that they looking out for Mark Jackson. Love that shit. That ain't a come on, son, in a bad sense. That's a come on, son, y'all doing your thing. That's the good sense of shit. Right? Mike Epps making a joke. Shannon Sharp coming back at Mike Epps, threatening to run up on him. And then them two, before All-Star Game, was like, yo, we going to see each other. We going to talk like men. That's some good shit. I love that shit. But on the other side of that, Shannon Sharp, you cannot get mad when people make fun of you, bro. You can't. Once we put ourselves out there as podcasters, as personalities, we have to take what comes along with that. The internet is undefeated. People make fun of me. People tell me, shut the fuck up. I don't take it to heart. Club Shay Shay is popping. It's popular, so eyes are on you. So when you jump out that truck with that funny-looking green shit on, that's mad tight, way too tight, bro. We understand that you work out and all that, but you looking suspect-a-loso, son. I'm going to tell you, you are. You looking crazy out there. You can't be mad when people emulate that shit and make a joke out of it. You can't get mad, son. You the one put that bullshit on. Okay? You can't get mad. You wear that shit then. And then when you on First Take, you up there, hey, Stephen A., I think what the Chicago Bears need to do, Stephen, is I think they need to go ahead and trade Justin Fields. And I don't know if I'd like to see him go to Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh, because I think he'd probably be a better quarterback, a better option than Kenny Pickett or to the Falcons. I think Raheem Morris would be a good fit. He's a good fit. And you got a nice jacket on, crispy white shirt, and then you go into Total Wines with that old tight-ass motherfucking Lola Falana-looking-ass shit on, son. Don't get mad. You should have just laughed that shit off, because that's what it is. Funny, son. It's funny, your shit was suspect. I did like your kicks. I ain't gonna lie. I got them joints you had on. Those are the De La Soul dunks, the low tops. Yeah, but those are orange and green. Where did the fuck, I mean, yellow and green, bro. I got those sneakers. Those sneakers is yellow and green. It's the De La Soul dunk. SB dunk. Where did that orange handbag come in at? And while I'm on the subject, stop this shit with the handbags, fellas. Did y'all see Gunna, come on, son. That's a dress, bro. and them fucking boots, that's not, you're not moving the needle in fashion, my nigga. That shit is suspect to Loso, bro. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to say this shit. Men be men, women be women, trans be trans. If you ain't trans, you shouldn't wear no dress, my nigga. You looking ridiculous, son. Come on, son. That shit made me say, come on, son, when I saw it, son. For real, come on, son. That's what we doing now? That's what we reaching for now? Come on, son. Get the fuck out of here. That fucking bullshit, son. You're not doing a movie. You're not doing a TV show. You're not doing White Chicks 2 with Sean and Marlon Wayans, son. Get the fuck out of here with that dress shit, son. And Fab, stop trying to pull that fucking purse that you had on over as a bag, my nigga. No, sir. No, sir. No, Busta Rhymes up in the place. True indeed. No, my nigga. That's a purse. I can't remember the designer, but I know my wife and I went to look at that purse because she wanted the vest and the purse. Because that vest is unisex. I'll tell you that. I know that much. I know Cam and Krista probably know what designer I'm talking about. I can't remember off the top of my head. But son, that green bag is a purse. A purse. Let me tell y'all a little story about this shit real quick. So it started with the fanny packs, right? If sometimes people make sweatpants or jeans and the pockets are mad fucking shallow. Like they not deep enough. That's one of the reasons why Carl Kanai and them really came out with their shit. I'm going to give y'all a little history. Because back in the days when we was wearing Jordache, Sergio Valentes, all the jeans and shit that we were wearing, the pockets was too shallow. Wasn't deep enough for us. Black people and black men like deep pockets. Carl Kanai and them came out, their own line of clothes. Everybody that had them, all the pockets was deep pockets. So at one point, that was something that your father wore because he wore shorts with no pockets. So he wanted to keep all his wallet, keys, and all that. It was the fanny pack. That's what it started out as, a fanny pack. Then the designers later on got onto it, and we started using it as a sling pack that we throw across our shoulder and throw your shit in there. Remember when Belle Biv DeVoe had the leather strap joint around? I think Ricky Bell wore it, and it had the pockets underneath that. You can hold your shit in that. But it looked like a gun holster, so I never really was feeling that. But I thought it was Belle Biv DeVoe style, so I was like, fine. Then Supreme and them, and then Louis, Gucci, MCM. All of them came out with the fanny packs, but then the sling pack, which is a little bit bigger, that you sling over your shoulder for men. Saddlebags, all of that cool shit. You dig what I'm saying? Hold on, y'all. My phone rang.
Come on, son.
So that was the evolution of it. It started as like that fanny pack, shoulder bags, and then they started getting a little bigger. You see dudes with them bags. Okay, so one day I'm in the city. And I got my man that got the hookup. So he called me, Ed, we just got some Louis that fell off the back of the truck. I'm like, bet. What you got? I come through, I look, he got this bag. So I'm looking at the bag, it's square, big, it's kind of big. So I buy the bag off of him. So I'm thinking one night, I'm going to go out, I'm going to rock this bag. I threw the bag over my shoulder, it looked like a fucking purse. I'm like, I can't do this. This is a fucking purse. I know you told me that it was a man bag or whatever. It's a purse. I gave this shit to my daughter. Take this. Not rocking it. It's too big, too square. It's a purse. The shit Fab is wearing is a purse. Fuck what he say. Now, if you comfortable with it, homie, I love you. You know, ain't no shade, but that's a purse, my nigga. And you'd say we hating all that. Nobody has time to hate. Nobody. And everybody that says that, please. Those are the haters are like the worst fucking people because they the ones that ain't got shit else to do. But the most of us that critique, we ain't got time for hate. We got jobs, careers, kids, all that. Speaking of kids, congratulations to my daughter, Summer. Her master's degree in science came through the mail from William Patterson College. The ceremony is May 20th. I'll be up there for that joint for sure. But congratulations, my baby got her master's degree. That's big. That's big. I remember her in speech therapy as a little girl. And to go from that to getting a master's degree, that's fucking huge. I have nothing near a master's degree. I'm proud as punch. I am a girl dad. Very proud of my daughter. Very, very proud of my daughter. So Let me ask y'all a quick question. Anybody beside me is the first time seeing that Beyonce Verizon commercial? Did anybody see that? I'm the only one that's the first time on that joint? Well, I just saw the joint. Just saw it the other day. Wow. What the hell of a commercial is that? That is a commercial for your ass, ain't it? Like, the first thing I thought, I swear to God, the first thing I thought, how much did they pay Beyonce for that shit? And I thought she looked a little lighter than normal. I don't know if it was the makeup. I don't know. I did think that. But then I didn't. It ain't got nothing with the commercial. I liked the commercial a lot. And I thought to myself, wow, how much fucking money did they pay Beyonce for that commercial? That had to be a couple of days. On a shoot of that magnitude, that's a couple of days. All that props and background and saxophone playing, and that took a few days, y'all. That's damn near like a short film. And I thought to myself, damn, Cricket Wireless is in trouble. I said to myself, man, everybody that was on Boost Mobile, that was in the Bayhive, that ran the fucking Verizon. T-Mobile is about to shut the fuck down because Verizon got Beyonce. I was like, oh, shit, nigga. The Bayhive is the fuck out of there for my man. Let me tell you, whatever fucking little bullshit she had that the Bayhive had, they all on Verizon right now. You probably can't even get a contract with Verizon because the Bayhive got that bad. Queen B is over there, Queen Bay. Whatever y'all call her, she over there. I love me some Beyonce, too. She had a Verizon nigga. We don't even know. He go to fucking crazy shit. Beyonce might have an AT&T phone, yo. Do you think she got a lifetime Verizon service for her, Jay, and the kids? She ain't never paying another cell phone bill, nigga. She ain't paying the taxes, the fees, none of that shit, nigga. The whole fucking Bayhive is over there, my nigga. Everybody ran over there. I see bitches crashing their car trying to get the Verizon. Beyonce is a cult leader, nigga. Y'all niggas better watch your mouth around these women, man. Because I'm telling you now, man. These bitches got on cowboy boots and hats and shit, nigga. Jay-Z better not do nothing else, nigga. You think Solange beat your ass in that motherfucking elevator, nigga? These bitches out here will fuck you up. You hurt Beyonce, nigga. You better understand she ain't Mrs. Carter, nigga. You missed the Knowles, nigga. Beyonce just tied, like, for the number one streaming shit with, like, Miley Cyrus and Rihanna and all of them, man, they get money, nigga. They don't give a fuck. I'm telling you. Beyonce, give out your cell phone, Double J. You fuck, nigga. You piss off one day, she get on Instagram. Call this bitch ass, nigga. 917-488-3250. Call this bitch, nigga, right now. Yo, nigga, you have to throw your phone in the fucking Pacific Ocean in California, man. She'll make you pitch your whole shit up off a cliff, nigga. Don't you fuck up, Jay. Don't you fuck up, nigga. Just grow your dreads. Take the kids to school and shut the fuck up. Jump on a remix here and put out another album, man. And I'm telling you, Beyonce got the power, nigga. That's why you went up there at the Grammys and said that shit you say, because you know you better stay in line, nigga. Jay-Z downstairs washing the fucking dishes right now, nigga. That nigga better not miss garbage day. This nigga better not miss garbage day, son, because Beyonce give your phone number out on the internet or social media, going on Instagram. They call you all kind of bitch-ass niggas, man. You be fucked up. Then she might throw in some shit like that. Y'all know that's the dreadlock wig this nigga got on, right? I found Taylor Swift number in this nigga phone, this bitch ass nigga. Call this nigga right now. You fucked. Beyonce's got the power, nigga. I'm telling you, Michelle Obama is a fuck Oprah. Michelle and Beyonce, nigga, on the ticket. You are fucked up, nigga. You are Mr. Knowles, nigga. I'm telling you, I'm keeping it real, son. Come on, son. You got to feel crazy in your own house, my nigga. For real. Beyonce, shut the fuck up and make the bed up, stupid ass nigga. You know I got Verizon. I got my whole network behind me. That's some funny shit, my nigga. Speaking of Jay, and I got the utmost response from Jay-Z. Jay, I'm just playing with you, my nigga. You know you my nigga, nigga. Stop, don't frown, nigga. You know I'm on plan. So, Steve Stout was on Club Shay Shay, and I thought it was interesting to hear Stout. I didn't hear the whole interview, but I know he was around. I know he's a hell of a businessman. I know that. Talk about Dame and Jay's breakup. And what he kind of said was, to paraphrase it, that Dame's ego got out of hand. And Jay wanted to explore other avenues, and Dame Dash's ego was so big that nobody wanted to work with him. Like, he was, and from his perspective, he was protecting their shit. Rockefeller. That's what they was protecting. He was protecting that. So he was being the bad guy so that Jay didn't have to be the bad guy. But Stout was saying, Jay wanted more, and that Dame's ego and nastiness and arrogance made people not want to work with him. I can tell you from my interactions with Dame Dash at some time that he's always been cool with me, but I never had any business with him. He's always been cool with me, but at some points, at some times, he did come off as fucking arrogant as fuck. He did. He did. He did. And some of that shit wasn't warranted. Like, I remember somebody asking him why he was acting like that. He was like, I was trying to inspire people to, and that's not the way you inspire people. You inspire people by being humble, not by being an arrogant ass. So, all the rumors that I've heard over the years, I don't have firsthand knowledge of what went wrong between them two. I'm quite sure that Steve Stout does. But I'm going to tell y'all what I had heard. I had heard that the fact that Aaliyah chose Dame over Jay put a sour feeling in Jay's mouth. Because I know he liked Aaliyah. And Dame tells the story. Dame know he liked Aaliyah, but Dame got Aaliyah. And Dame says that that was part of the falling out. If it was, it's fucked up. Because you definitely not let no woman come between y'all niggas. That's a nigga rule. When you're making money together, you don't black out on your homeboy. If y'all go after the same fucking bitch, and I'm not calling Aaliyah a bitch, I'm just saying. If y'all going after the same bitch, she chooses who she want to be with, you just got to be like, okay, I'm good. There's other women. Other women. Me and my man Flirty, my best friend, several times have gone after the same girl. I tell you a funny fucking story about me and Flirty going after the same fucking woman. We had a party. And because we didn't want to get in between us, we've been friends since fucking 1969. Probably best friends since 1970. Okay? Even with everybody I knew in school, this has always been my best friend, Kurt Flirt, from my block. So we had a thing that if we were both attracted to the same female and saw her, the first person that say, that's me, the other one had to back off. Cool in the game. That's the rule. And we stuck by the rule. Okay? So we go to a party one night. This young lady invited us to a party. Her mother had a big-ass beauty salon on Linden Boulevard in Queens, New York. And she took all the chairs and moved everything out the way to throw her daughter a birthday party. And she invited me and Flirt. So me and Flirt fall up in the birthday party together. We're in there. We're chilling, looking around. And we both see this gorgeous. Now, mind you, this girl was Spanish. All right, or I think she was actually Dominican. So her mother had a Dominican salon. Her mother was married to a black dude, so she was half black, half Dominican. We see this 100% pure Dominican chicken there. And at the same fucking time, we both said, that's me. Now, because it happened at the same time, we're not choosing, you know, playing, what do you call it, rock, paper, scissors. We're not playing that. We both got to stand back because we can't let this come between our friendship. So we both like, all right, let's just enjoy the party. We're enjoying the party. Kirk gets up to go get us some drinks. Me being a sneaky piece of shit that I am, take this as my opportunity to go ask this girl to dance. I'm dancing with this girl and we're grooving to the music. Kirk goes to get us some drinks. Now, this is what Kirk tells me his part. He looks back and I'm dancing with the girl and he laughs and he goes, you sneaky motherfucker, right? So he say he goes get the drinks. He runs into the birthday girl. Birthday girl say, oh, Kirk, you made it. Where's Ed? He said, Ed's right there dancing. He said, oh, man, we thank you so much for coming, man. She said, that's so nice of Ed to be dancing with my cousin like that. That's really nice. That shows a lot of guts because, you know, my cousin is trans. Now, I didn't really know what the fuck a trans was. It looked like a girl to me. So the next thing you know, I'm on the floor with this girl. I'm dancing. I'm making a laugh. I'm still got distance between us, but I got my hands on her waist. I'm about to make my move, and I look over her shoulder, and Kurt is behind her waving, you know, like the cut under your neck. Kurt is waving like a motherfucking nigga, but he ain't saying that. He's just like, he's mouthing, that's a man. That's a man. Then he starts running his index finger up and down his neck. Look at the Adam's apple. That's a man. I'm looking at this nigga like, oh, my first thought is, ah, the fuck out of here. You mad because I snuck, nigga. Then the nigga's like, nah, I'm serious. I can read his lips. I'm serious, nigga. It's a fucking man. Nigga, that song, the DJ went to change the tempo of the song. I said, thanks. Thanks a lot. How nice. Thank you. Thank you for the dance. He got the fuck away from that. I'm telling y'all. That's a true fucking story, son. So you don't let no chick come between you and your nigga. If you didn't catch it, Steve Stout is a very interesting man. I've known him for a long time. Check him out. Steve got a lot of insight, a lot of good shit to say. But it just saddened me that they split. Because me and Dre were actually in Death of a Dynasty, the movie. The movie was supposed to be a spoof of what had happened. Kevin Hart was in that movie, too. If they split up, and for them, it was embarrassing because we thought that The Rock was strong and as solid as a rock, and it wasn't. And Dame had said at one point it was the most embarrassing shit because we used to laugh at other companies when they split up and when their teams got fucked up because we was like, never us, because we were all like brothers. It's ridiculous, man. It's a come on, son, for sure. Is definitely a combined side. I'm going to take a break, man. We got to pay some bills. Some shit needs to be said to y'all. I'll be back with more combined side, the podcast.
Combined side, T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device, subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Ed Lover here. And listen, you know you're guilty of it too, right? Yes, you are. And do not lie. You know, sometimes you felt a wee bit too lazy to get up and either make dinner from scratch or head to your go-to spot for your favorite ramen, burger, or even sushi. And that's where my friends at DoorDash come in. With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything. Don't feel like doing the dishes after you cook? Forget about it. And order something from your favorite restaurants near you. Ran out of wine to pair with that leftover steak you perfectly charred on the grill yesterday? DoorDash your favorite Merlot or barrel-aged Cabernet, and voila, at your doorstep, thanks to DoorDash. Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it? Right at your door? DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 years of age or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you know you're getting the real deal. Whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gym, or sneakers and streetwear that makes every step feel fly. It's like the first time I was looking for them Jordan 1s, like when they really came out and I couldn't get my hands on them. And it was something about that sneaker that I always wanted to have because I never got it in the very, very, very beginning. I fell in love with that sneaker. And when I finally got it, oh, baby. These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay when you're searching. Just look for that blue check mark. It will say authenticity guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's authenticated by real experts. You got to get it from eBay because then you know you got the real deal. Now you know that when something is limited and you can't find it, you can find it on eBay. Listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing that you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, that's easy. So again, look for the blue check mark. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Toyota is doing big things, helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. This podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 micro grants. We get to find out what happened after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Paulana Lamonier from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khaled El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harrod from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propel them to greater heights. Look for a Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is brought to you by WickDonald's. Yeah, you heard me correctly. WickDonald's, also known as McDonald's. For decades throughout the anime atmosphere across various episodes and genres, McDonald's has shown up in anime most commonly called WcDonald's. And to pay homage to the vast anime world, the new anime-inspired savory chili WcDonald's sauce will be available at WcDonald's near you. To all my anime fans out there, throughout the month of March, McDonald's will transport you into the fantastical WcDonald's universe in a four-week anthology of anime shorts, manga, and immersive experiences. So make sure to stop into your local McDonald's and experience the fantastical WcDonald's universe in real life with a side of fries, an ice cold Sprite, and a 10-piece of WcNuggets with the new anime-inspired savory chili WcDonald's sauce, available for a limited time only this March. The delicious savory chili bold flavor goes perfectly with a 10-piece chicken WcNuggets. But get them fast. You only have until March 25th to try the new savory WcDonald's sauce. This portion of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by Walmart. There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine and your daily lifestyle. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for or create demand for another Black-led brand. So go to Walmart.com, Black and Unlimited, to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Here are some of them. Natural Vert Granola, Scotch Porter Beard Balm, and The Dew Hair Care. So make sure that when you go to Walmart that you check out these products, or go to Walmart.com, Black and Unlimited, to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Brought to you by Walmart.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, son. The fucking podcast is me, Ed Lover. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to all my people that reach out to me, to all my loyal Come On, Son, the podcast listeners. Thank you. I'm going to bring it back to video. I promise y'all that it's going to come real soon. Whether or not I have a guest, whether it's just me sitting there talking, I'm going to do it. Congratulations goes out to Chili for TLC. She's a grandmother. Man, time flies. Her son Tron and his wife welcome a baby girl. I remember when Tron was born. You know Dallas Austin is Tron's father, right? Y'all didn't know that? Yeah. Dallas Austin and Tron. I always felt that Chili and Usher would get married one day. I thought that was, and I'm not going to tell nobody who to love. You know, Usher just got married again. Congratulations to Usher. But I like them as a couple. So she's a grandma. A glam-ma. I feel you, Chili. I'm Pop-Pop, not Grandpa. You feel me? So another congratulations goes out to Cam Newton, y'all. Yeah, Cam Newton I fuck with Cam, but his brother CJ and I are tight. We smoke in the same place. I be in a fellowship a lot. That's Cam's spot, but CJ runs it, his brother, and we fuck around with a CRA in Lithia Springs in Georgia. And I was just with CJ last night. Matter of fact, we were just smoking. We're all cigar lovers. So big up to CJ, big motherfucker. Used to play for the Baltimore Ravens, Harley Davidson enthusiast, and their cousin Q, who we call Fats. He's not even fat, but we just call him the nigga Fats. And Burn and Auntie and the whole crew and Brent and BT. We a tight unit. We fuck with each other. We homeboys. So I had already knew that Cam had a new baby because they told me, but I didn't say anything about it because I was waiting for Cam to make it official and letting everybody know. But Cam is officially now, he got 8 fucking kids. I didn't know Cam had 8 kids. Cam, you shoot up the fucking club, huh, nigga? You don't know. Nigga, do you ever wear a condom? Nigga got 8 kids. I did not know it was that many. Well, his girlfriend, comedian Jasmine Brown, had a baby girl, and she did a little funny video on Instagram. She gave birth to their bundle of joy. The baby's here, and you know, Cam last played for the Carolina Panthers in 2021. He has seven other kids, including two stepchildren. Cam also has children with his ex-fiancee, Kia Proctor, and ex-girlfriend, Lorena Shaw. Congrats to both of y'all. But goddamn, Cam. Shit, nigga, shit. Nigga, I thought I was ill. I got four girls and a boy. I thought I was ill, my nigga. But I got two kids and I got my ex-wife. Ex-wife, nigga, I don't see nothing on there to say nothing about you being married, nigga, ever. That nigga Cam Newton, he ain't playing football no more, so you got to get all that frustration somehow. Cam is busting these bitches' ass, huh, Cam? Cam is just straight paws long dicking these bitches, huh? Cam is a big motherfucker, too, so if he holding you down, you can't run, sister. You ain't going, pow, 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 bitch, you pregnant. Cam got eight motherfucking kids, boy. You know what I thought about when I first heard Cam had eight kids? I said, God damn, my nigga Nick Cannon ain't had a baby in a minute. I swear I thought that. Because I just knew Nick Cannon was going to stop till he had 25, 35 kids. And that's the first thing I thought when I heard Cam had eight. I was like, yo, Nick Cannon, yo, watch your back, my nigga. This nigga Cam is coming for the crown. Oh, shit, son. Cam don't give a fuck, son. Cam walk right past the rubbers. He go to CVS. That nigga don't look for no rubbers. He look for KY jelly and massage oil and shit. Him and Nick Cannon, them niggas don't look for nothing that even look like a fucking condom. Them niggas is hell, son. Them niggas is busting off. Remember that nigga Future, too? That nigga Future never seen a pussy. He ain't want to come in. Any woman that messes with Future, Cam Newton, and that motherfucking Nick Cannon, shave your pussy and get a tattoo that say, come in right at the front of your shit. Because they going to come in that pussy. Them niggas don't care. God damn, son. Come on, son. Come on, fucking son. Yo, congratulations goes out to New Edition. All six of y'all. Cam got more kids than there are y'all niggas. Well, anyway, New Edition just extended their residency in Las Vegas and just got extended. They were there for a limited time, but they just extended it. And I'm quite sure that the Wu-Tang is going to get an extension on their residency, too. I'm quite sure. Thanks to fucking Usher for opening the door for everybody that's getting these residencies. I can't wait to hear about Mary's residency. Beyonce got one coming. God, you know the Beehive will be down there. All the rooms in the motherfucking treasure chest or whatever the fuck that hotel is, Treasure Island, will be filled the fuck up to go see Beyonce, my nigga. That shit is crazy. Congratulations to New Edition. I ain't lying. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, Ralph, and Johnny. Congratulations, gentlemen. Y'all deserve that shit. After all the years, all the hits, ain't no front, man. Y'all know I'm one of your biggest fans. You deserve this shit. So Nelly said some shit recently I wanted to share with y'all. And I'm going to tell y'all what Nelly said, okay? I want y'all to take on this shit. Y'all tell me what y'all think, okay? Because Nelly had some shit to say. And I love Nelly. I really do. I think Nelly is dope. Did y'all know Jermaine Dupri passed on Nelly? Did y'all know that? That Coup de Love brought Nelly to Jermaine Dupri. Heard the records as the same records we heard. Country Grammar and E.I. and all that. And he passed on Nelly. Everybody can't see everything. But then again, Columbia passed on, dropped Alicia Keys. Her first single was on Columbia. They dropped it. Dummy! All right, so Nelly recently made the bold claim that he thinks that his time during his dominance in hip-hop was the toughest time compared to other eras. He said, Country Grammar sold 5 million and I didn't even get nominated as Best New Artist because my album came out in 2000, so I wasn't even on the ballot. In 2001, the great, talented, well-deserving Miss Alicia Keys won, and she should have won. He continued, "You got to understand, my era of music was the toughest era in hip-hop ever, ever. When I put out songs, I had to go against DMX, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, 50 Cent, Luda. All of us are fighting for one spot. So from 99 to 2008, 2010 is the hardest era ever to get record sales." What do y'all think about that? What do you think about that? You think that was harder than when Pac was out, Big was out, Snoop was out, Chronic was out, all of that shit was out? Do y'all think that this era he's talking about? Because Jay was even out in 96. Jay's first album dropped in 96. Do you think that this era that he's talking about was the toughest one? Because all of them charted high. And he definitely forgot Ja Rule. Because Ja Rule was selling records out the motherfucking ass. And you can ask anybody. Ja Rule was selling more records than Jay-Z. No cap. So let's look at the people that he said. He said DMX.
Ayo, dog, I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slash, Cocoa Puff, sweet bitches, make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Yeah, niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fucks with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in their shit.
He said, Jay-Z. Play me a little Give It To Me by Jay-Z.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I fuck them, will I diss them? That's what they be yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I'll replace them, huh? Drunk on Chris, mommy on E. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in the club, high singing on key. And I wish I never met her at all.
He said, play Eminem.
Hey, yo. I sit back with this pack of zigzags in this bag of this weed. It gives me the shit needed to be the most meanest MC on this earth. And since birth, I've been cursed with this curse to just curse and just blur this berserk and bizarre shit that works. And it sells and it helps in itself to relieve all this tension, dispensing these sentences, getting this stress that's been eating me recently off of this chest. And I rest again peacefully.
He said, Lil Wayne. I guess back then, play me some Lil Wayne from around that era. I don't know which song I want to pick.
My ex and drank Chris. Uh-huh. My
life. Baby, name me Shia Wayne. That's a change. You could catch me in the aqua rain. Squatting things with them 22 hip robbers blaze. Diamond face, diamond grace. More colors than that game. Simon says, go and red. And mommy, I'm 145. She told me I'm a list. She didn't like too much of dick, but give the bomb his head. So I took it anyway. But bitch, I got a fan, don't need your pussy anyway. Okay, let's talk about this ice that I'm carrying. All these carrots like I'm a fucking vegetarian. Niggas play, I buried them. Y'all already knowing. I threw out my arm and bitches started snowing.
He said 50 Cent, play me some In The Club.
And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough.
He said, Luda, play me a little bit of Throw Them Bows.
Cadillac grills, Cadillac mills. Check out the oil, my Cadillac spills. Matter of fact, candy paint, Cadillac kill. So check out the holes, my Cadillac fills. 20 inch wide, 20 inch high. Hold on to like my 20 inch ride. 20 inch thighs make 20 inch eyes. Hoping for American 20 inch pies. Pretty ass clothes, pretty ass toes. Oh, how I love these pretty ass hoes.
So all of those records we just played a snippet out of, do y'all think that Nelly was telling the truth? As a matter of fact, play me a little bit of E.I. by Nelly. Do you agree or disagree that 2008, from 1999 to 2008 and 2010, is the hardest era ever to get records. I think probably around the heyday of Bad Boy with Big, Total, and all of that, and everybody with the Dog Pound, Snoop, Warren G, and Dr. Dre, Rage, and all of them. I think that was a tough era because you still had Tribe, you had Outkast. That was tough, man. That was tough. You had a lot of fucking people coming out during that time. Still, LL was still charting like a motherfucker in the 90s. You had Pete Rock and CL Smooth, EPMD, Wu-Tang Clan that went fucking platinum off the rip. That was a tough era too. So what do y'all think? Do y'all agree? Y'all agree with Nelly? Or what do you think? And like I said, Jay was in that era too. So there's a lot, and I'm quite sure I know y'all don't jump down my throat with both feet. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Matter of fact, Hammer sold a shitload of records. So y'all tell me, what y'all think? Y'all think Nelly is tripping or do y'all think Nelly is right? I'll leave it up to y'all. I'll just leave it up to y'all. All right? That's what I'll do. I'll leave it up to y'all. Did y'all hear this about Applebee's? Like, Applebee's is actually shrinking. Like, in 2023, they closed 46 Applebee's. Nobody fucks with Applebee's like that no more. Like, I heard about all those Macy's they was closing. To be honest with you, I don't know who was buying for Macy's. Macy's in on 34th Street, Herald Square in New York, that major Macy's has every fucking thing. That motherfucker got a Louis store in there, a Gucci store in there, a Balenciaga store in there, and plus their fashion, when you go into the men's department and they got couture shit in there, like they forward. That Macy's at Herald Square damn near look like a Neiman Marcus. But all the rest of the Macy's, this should be bullshit they got in there, son. And they ain't fucking with Sean John no more. So I knew that the Macy's was closing, but I still thought that the college students and stuff went to Applebee's. Nobody fuck with Applebee's no more. The same company that owned Applebee's owned IHOP. So now they're thinking about doing like a split restaurant. You know how it used to be Dunkin' Donuts / Baskin Robbins? So they're thinking about doing an IHOP / Applebee's. But if you do that, them IHOPs that are there got to stop selling burgers. You got to keep that just on the Applebee's side of things. But I'm a star. I know these so-called bad bitches think that they supposed to go to fucking Steak Market or Del Frisco's every time they go out. I know they talking about with they stinking ass BBLs that they ain't going to no Applebee's. We're seeing a turn and a change. Shit is crazy. Applebee's is going out of business. That is crazy. Have you ever thought about relocating? Real quick before I get out of here, I'm just going to say this one thing before I get out of here. If you're thinking about relocating, y'all, there are certain cities and states that will pay you up to $15,000 to move there. You know life in this United States of America is pretty expensive. Between eternal inflation, high interest rates, and the exorbitant amount they cost for health care, many Americans are looking for ways to keep more hard-earned dollars in their bank account. One option that is gaining traction is relocation packages offered by some U.S. smaller cities and states and towns to attract new residents. There's still plenty of active programs that are accepting applications, some with generous offers and plenty of extra perks. Here are a few to consider if you're looking to make a move of your own and get paid in the process. Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's where the Tulsa riots happened. Fuck you. West Virginia. Ain't that where the Tiki Torch motherfuckers were? Fuck you. Topeka, Kansas. Kansas, black, zah. Topeka, too fucking cold in the winter. Fuck out of here. Kentucky. If it's Louisville, where the bourbon and all that shit is, I might consider that. The Shoals in Alabama. Don't sound right to me. It sounds like this fucking shit should be playing. Nah. Too many Confederate flags. I'll pass. Rochester, New York. That motherfucking gig. You think New York City get cold? That's up there towards Buffalo. I know my cousin Talent from up there, but fuck out of here. No, thank you. Alaska, please. And Michigan. Detroit? Maybe. But it's still fucking cold, and I am past the place where I want to be fucking cold. I don't want to be fucking cold. It's too, in Michigan and Illinois and all that, 9 months of suffering for 3 months of sunshine. Fuck out of here. And fuck out of here to all the rest of the bullshit that's going on. My name is Ed Lover. This is Killer, son. The podcast. Y'all keep God first. Everything else will fall into place. I'll talk at you, with you, to you, and about your ass next week. Be good. If you can't be good, be careful. If you can't be careful, at least get paid to have a baby by Cam motherfucking Newton. Till the next time we ride together, slide together, and laugh out loud together. Ed Lover saying God bless each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning me in and not tuning me out. Remember, I give you the good shit, never the bullshit. Right here on the Ed Lover motherfucking Killer, son, the motherfucking the podcast. You heard what I said, podcast. Killer, son. Now get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. I'll holler next week.
Come on, son.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast brought to you by Ed Lover.
Come on, son.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.